Agents of Change.
Coffee is, for many of us, an essential source of energy, a pampering for the palate. The average consumption of coffee is at a global level 4 or 5 cups per day per person. Nowadays, coffee is easy to find everywhere. In many cultures, coffee provides a reason to come together with friends and family. That being said, it's often very difficult to know our coffee origin, where it comes from, who produced it, and in which way. Coffee beans are a natural product that can grow just in specific parts of the world, with specific climate and specific natural conditions, as it is also for bananas, cacao beans, and many kinds of spices. All these products, that are often an integral part of our diet, are mainly produced in South and Central America, in Africa or in Southern Asia, in the poorest part of the globe. In these countries, national economies are very often based on those products' export. Nowadays, the trade system rules are established by big multinational firms that organize and control the supply chain. If local producers want to sell their products worldwide, they usually have to join these chains in where multinationals are the intermediaries between them and consumers from all around the world. Unfortunately, the only advantage that local producers can obtain from this system is being able to sell worldwide, adapting themselves to all the rules imposed by this capitalist system. Even if the one presented so far is nowadays still the main supply system working for those agricultural products, in the last century, some great minds tried to find solutions to reduce the negative impact of this unbalanced mechanism. Frans van der Hoff is one of them. He is a Dutch missionary who spent his whole life in South and Central America, living in the poorest part of the continent, especially Mexico, close to the poorest people. Many of them were farmers. What particularly kept van der Hoff's attention was the bad working condition at which those people had to sell their work to larger multinational companies in order to take part to the international trade system. He spent many years observing how the capitalist machineries behind food trade were impacting their lives negatively, how the gains were shared between final intermediary actors and not with farmers. Moreover, those ones didn't have any other option to sell their products out to the local market. In 1981, he finally shaped his revolutionary idea about trade. A new system that would include equity of treatment for producers and sellers, paying more attention to the quality of products, giving the opportunity to farmers to produce in a more attentive and sustainable way. Criticizing the institutionalized capitalist system, he wanted to propose a new way of selling goods. This system wasn't planned to exchange products out of the market, but to include fairness and justice in the market itself. His project was based on a label system that came to be synonym of equity, transparency, and quality. Van der Hoff tested this project with Mexican campesinos, local producers of coffee that so far had the only option of selling their products to few multinational companies in order to see their products in international markets. He created a direct supply chain between them and some new shops in his home country, the Netherlands, calling them fair trade shops. There, consumers could be informed about the history and qualities of the products they were buying, about the way they were made. On the other hand, less intermediaries between producers and consumers would increase first one's gains. In order to join Van der Hoff fair trade system, since that moment local producers had to pay attention to specific production techniques. They had to be sustainable and as natural as possible. Many kind of chemical products must be avoided, for example. In this way, buying a fair trade product started to mean buying a story, that coffee wasn't a coffee anymore. It was related with tradition, with attention to the land, with the possibility for poorer producers to emancipate from capitalist control. The fair trade web has grown since 1981, and nowadays connects producers and consumers from all around the globe, from the north to the south, following shorter supply chains. Frans van der Hoff can be considered an agent of change as he designed a revolutionary trade system where equity and justice have the same weight as profit has. His fair trade system helped many farmers and agricultural producers around the world to emancipate, to empower themselves in the global market, to gain a respectful salary for their job, and to see their living conditions improving. This was Giulia Conti from Asti, Italy, for the Agents of Change podcast, for the world goes to where we take it.